I don't like to look at car accidents. You know how people slow way down and gawp at the damaged cars, eagerly seeking out a view of the stretcher cart behind the ambulance? I hate that. That's not me. My eyes are deeply averted, except when it comes to elections. Presidential election years have a horrible fascination for me. I know it's going to be terrible, but I can't quite look away. Given my bent for analytics, this means I spend an unholy amount of time perusing Nate Silver's 538 site. I love 538, even though it's a perfect example of what's good and bad about election journalism. From an analytics perspective, 538 has dramatically improved the quality of coverage around the horse race part of an election. They provide useful, accurate, well-thought-out, and objective analytic research on the state of the race. They also provide thoughtful coverage of how to interpret the data and how to think about the election cycle. Almost everything they print, and even most of what they tweet, is high-quality analytic journalism. That's the good part. The sad part is that there is no counterpart to 538 for anything but the horse race. Do you want reasonable, analytically informed analysis about Andrew Yang's worries re-automation? Would you like some analytically informed policy analysis of free college tuition, of Medicare for all, of the gender pay gap, of the recent trade deals? Where would you go? Well, not 538, that's for sure. Interestingly, I think 538 does a much better job when it comes to sports. Look closely at their sports models, and you'll see they don't just look at scoreboard. They study fundamentals of player performance. And it would sure be nice to see something similar in their political coverage. Yes, I do realize they're just responding to the market. The fact that there's demand for detailed analytics of who's winning, but not for any analytics of the policy differences or facts that inform those differences and that might shape the winner, isn't their problem. It's not 538's fault that basketball fans are more informed and serious than voters. But that being said, it's unclear to me whether sites like 538, as much as they've improved the quality of horse race reporting, are doing a service or disservice to the broader polity. And I take it that they're serious enough to actually care about that. When horse race reporting is so much better than policy reporting, and when all you provide is horse race reporting, it's just that much harder to get anyone to pay attention to the actual horse. 538 doesn't pay much attention to the actual horses, and when they do, it tends to be the stock punditry you might get in the WAPO or the Atlantic. It isn't stupid. It's just not interesting or analytic. It's as if all the analytics they devote to sports performance and election results just melts away when it comes to policy. Improving the quality of election reporting is surely a good thing. But has 538 made our democracy better? I kind of doubt it. It feels like too much measurement directed to the wrong thing. When all you think about is who's winning, it's hard to focus on why it matters.